The Yeti in our home. Scene opens in the cozy lounge of a mountain cabin, where Jake, a boy with a frown, sits on the floor. A cheerful toddler sister crawls around, and an older brother, Alex, enters with excitement in his eyes.
Look, Jake. Proof that Yetis are friendlier than we thought.
Yetis? Pfft, they're just big, hairy, and scary. Toddler gurgles, reaching for the cast with curiosity.
Yeti!
See, even little Emma is fascinated by Yetis. Remember how we used to read about them together? I was a kid then. Jake, I know you're not fond of Yetis anymore, but hate is such a strong feeling. What changed? I don't know. They just creep me out now. Toddler claps her hands, looking between her brothers.
Yeti, Yeti!
Okay, I have a surprise that might change your mind. Jake looks curious but remains seated. Alex exits and then returns, followed by a gentle Yeti who waves shyly.
Hello, Jake.
Whoa,
a Yeti?
How? Our village is a safe place for them, and I thought meeting one might help. Jake watches as toddler giggles and hugs the Yeti's leg. The Yeti smiles gently and pats her head.
It seems kind of nice.
Toddler offers the Yeti her favorite toy. The Yeti accepts it with a soft grin and then offers it back, playing a gentle game.
They're all about family, just like us.
Jake looks at the Yeti and then at his siblings, the corners of his mouth turning up in a tentative smile.
Maybe I've been wrong about Yetis.
It's okay to change your mind, buddy. The Yeti speaks in a rumbling yet friendly voice.
Friends?
Nodding and smiling fully now, friends. The scene fades out as the siblings and the Yeti begin to play together, laughter filling the cabin. End of story.